IndieCan Music presents the Halifax Indie Scene. We have on deck more of our interview with Neil Dixon, president of Canadian Music League, and he has some great advice for fans or bands going to any music festival. But one of the highlights of Halifax Pop Explosion for IndieCan was Pamela Underwater, and this week she's live at IndieCan. First of all, can you talk about your rig and how you perform and how you got started with all of this pedal board and looping and bass.
Well, I was doing the solo thing for a long time, and I wanted to find a way to kind of expand on what I could do instead of just kind of, you know, relying on my classical guitar or whatever. So I kind of started looking around and, you know, was led in this direction, and as soon as I saw it, I had to have it, so I bought it, and it's changed my life and my writing.
And why the bass instead of the guitar? Because I've seen other people use boards and vocal looping and that sort of thing, but usually it's guitar bass.
Well, mostly I was kind of burnt out. I played guitar for a really long time, and I played the bass at the museum pieces, and I just kind of felt like I really enjoyed playing the bass, and so it was kind of interesting to loop bass pieces.
And you sort of play it like a guitar.
I sort of play it like a guitar.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
I've always kind of like, you know, when I listen to music, I listen to the bass, you know, and stuff like that. So I just decided to give it its little time.
And Chris, when you say play it like a guitar, it's sort of like she plays lead lines more.
There's lead lines and bar chords and everything else, and very rarely do you ever use the top two strings.
Talk about your record, the making of your record, and it should be available soon, or for a lot of listeners, available now.
There's not a guitar on the whole album.
No kidding, eh?
No, but there is something really fun. We did this, we put my vocals through an effects, two effects. There was Jimi Hendrix backwards, so I actually got to solo like a guitar, but through singing, not with a guitar.
Oh yeah,
I shredded it. It's great. But I think we're gonna cut a lot of that out. But
really?
There's another one with this like Kurt Cobain grunge effect on it or whatever, and it sounded like So I got to hear it and solo. I've never, not really, a, you know, much of a solo work. You know, so it's good to be able to sing it. All right, so this is Pamela Underwater with a new track, Shivers. You can find me on myspace.com/PamelaUnderwater.
Give me shivers.
go back in your sort of musical history. You said you sort of got burnt out with guitar. Do you still write songs with the guitar?
Yeah, totally. I won't stop. You know, I'll do shows with the guitar, but I'm just kind of, I want to kind of do something a little bit more, I don't know how to put it, just something that makes me a little bit more interested.
Something a little more challenging for you, broadening your palate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I still love playing the guitar and everything else, but I feel like it's time for for just a bit of bass.
Well, in the recording process, do you use a live drummer for any of it?
No.
Okay, so it's all stuff you create yourself.
They're all beats that me and a fellow named Mike Corbett are doing together.
Yeah, and what's the name of the record?
Last Night's Lipstick.
Last Night's Lipstick. That's I don't know if we can ask about that on terrestrial radio where that came from.
That's great. I love that name.
But it's a great title.
Yeah. Thanks. Actually, until again. I was up really early one morning, and I had been out the night before or whatever, and I wear this like lipstick that just like stays on for a really long time, and it's really hard to get off. And sometimes after working late at night or whatever, I'd come home and I'd forget about it. And I'd totally surprise myself in the morning, getting into the mirror, like, oh crap. It's like, I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, so I took these pictures, and it was one of those days that I just didn't bother. And the picture is actually the cover, and it's got Last Night's Lipstick on it. So. I was like, that picture's awesome. And then I was like,
Just like your microphone.
Yeah, that's right.
Could have had a shot of the mic.
Yeah, what would you want to tell people about Halifax and the music scene here?
We definitely have one. It's very vibrant and diverse, and there's a lot going on all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be musicians here, so there's no shortage of good tunes going on.
I don't know if Joe already asked this, but I really love your voice. Did you have anybody particular heroes in that you followed that you might have fashioned yourself after, or is it something
the
that just came in?
The closest I can tell you would be David Bowie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's my knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
If you could be anyone, you'd be...
He's in my top, Danny.
Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, all of it. I used to sing along to him all the time, and I really like the control that he has over his voice and stuff, and it was just very... I just tried to sing along with him.
Well, I find what's remarkable about him is how his, like, the Changes album to the Ziggy Stardust, the Diamond Dogs, the Young Americans, Heroes, just how that voice evolved.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just crazy.
Even,
and then,
to some present albums like Outside and, what's the one? Heathen, from... earlier on, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's the greatest chameleon in the music business, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way he evolves, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any female vocalists you want to be just like? Do you listen to Kate Bush?
Or
do you listen
to... I don't want to be just like anybody.
No.
Oh, good answer.
And, you know, it's like, I listen to who I listen to, and it's not because of their gender or anything, so it's like, I'm inspired by who I'm inspired by. But I really do, okay, I'll tell you who I really like to listen to.
Okay. That's maybe what I meant.
I like to listen to, like, PJ Harvey and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and who else? Annie Lennox is freaking awesome, and Portishead, and, you know, The Strokes, and 70s rock, Alice Cooper, I love. It goes everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, kudos to Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I'm glad to hear that. Young people today, I don't know if I'm old enough to be able to say that credibly, but you listen to classic rock, and there aren't many people that know that there's another song on the Schools Out album.
Oh, yeah,
other than
lots
Schools Out.
All great.
Exactly. It's a great concept album, but the way classic rock is portrayed today, that's the only song on the album. That's the only one you ever hear on regular radio. But what a cool album, right?
Yeah, fantastic. I had that in my Walkman every day in the summer.
Yeah.
Cassette, you know.
Yeah, but that's, you know, every once you get out there and check that out, it's got, you know, some great horn stuff on it, a few obscure renditions of, what was that to play? The Gents Are All Here.
Oh,
West Side Story.
That's right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you familiar with the track Muscle of Love?
Oh, yes.
That is my favorite bass thing in it ever. You know,
where it goes. Oh, phew, I didn't know where this was going.
That's great. Like, I turned that one right off and I'm like, oh, can't get enough of it.
Yeah, Blue Turk is my favorite bass line, you know, Alice Cooper songs, anyway, yeah. Yeah, we're having a bonding moment, and the rest of the audience is going, what on earth are those two talking about? Yeah, get with this millennium, maybe. You know? You know, a lot of great things have happened since the turn of the century, Joe.
You're making me feel really old now, because I did shows with them.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Toured.
Yeah, you go back a ways. Now, if you're looking for a manager, you should think about Chris. Because, I mean, just the way you were talking about, you know, Joe, you got to hear this. You got to hear this, right? And, of course, I couldn't get to your set at Halifax Pop Explosion. I said, Chris, I want a private hearing. Okay, we can do that. And then, like, you didn't even think twice about it, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
But with all the great artists you know, why does Pamela stick out to you as being, this is something that people have to hear?
Just because it's really different and sort of refreshing, and I don't know, I just think you have like one of the most awesome voices.
So don't give up. Keep up. Thanks for being here at IndieCan.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Okay. This is Pamela Underwater with the track called Melodramatic, album in stores this fall. Thank you.
is Laura Peak from Laura Peak and the Winning Hearts, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Thank you. lost souls like me and you.
Seen you for a while. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, Halifax treated you pretty nice tonight, eh?
I mean, Ottawa.
Yeah, other than your little what day is this, where are we faux pas?
Faux pas.
Yeah,
yeah, the now famous faux pas.
Yeah.
They've been called worse, I'm sure.
they probably Ottawa. Have. Yeah. So how's your, you're working out a new drummer?
Yeah, he's going good.
Yeah,
he's hitting that shit.
Yeah, he's certainly, he's got the rhythm section down there.
Yeah,
you're keeping him in line.
Well, you know.
Jeremy really cracks the whip.
Yeah.
Hey, Molly, good to see you again. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
How you like keeping the rhythm section for Mother Mother?
I love it. It doesn't get any better than this. Yeah, man.
Where'd they find you?
Off in a corner somewhere playing with bands that were just kind of getting me by, and then Ryan rescued me from the doldrums of mediocreness.
A Vancouver dumpster. To Mother Mother.
Oh, that's going to come back and hurt you, I guarantee.
That's not true, actually. I do play in some really, really cool bands that I love very much, and I guess I really didn't have anything to do for a few months, so Ryan kind of rescued me. Yeah, they're going to fire me now. I'm done.
Yeah.
Can also stroke.
Going in the wind as a patty of the truth that it's naked, it's verbatim, and it's shaken. Na 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 na. No more getting elated, no more listless invitations.
I live by a hospital, and every day I go out walking past a sickly window. I see people dying there, but my tender age makes it hard to care. The incineration and a big smokestack. It's a phallic symbol and it makes me laugh. All I need is a heart attack.
Don't worry, Ryan, Molly, Ressi, I'm not auditioning. That was Mother Mother with the song Verbatim. Outrageous song. Great. I just love that stuff. And we heard from Mother Mother. The inside joke at the beginning was they played the final night at the Marquee, and they had the crowd in the palm of their hands. And Ryan, this is what life on the road will do to you, because, I mean, they've covered a lot of miles. He's at the microphone and he goes, "Ottawa, how you doing?" And they would have let it go, but Molly and Deborah just sort of looked at him and go, "Ryan," and then, oh yeah, "Halifax, how you doing?" And then they ragged him a little bit, and so did we. But anyway, they had a great time at Halifax Pop Explosion, as we did, and that interview was just from the back balcony of the Marquee Club. And before that, what did we have? Seems so long ago. Oh, yeah, Down with the Butterfly. Chris Pope is part of Down with the Butterfly, as you probably already know. And they are in the studio again. So I'm looking forward to hearing what they had. When Chris was in Toronto with the Jen Grant band, he and some of the other bandmates were back and forth with some pre-pro tracks, and I'm really excited about that. But that was from their self-titled debut album, and I'm still not tired of that. Before that, Salem, a Denmark band. What's the connection? Natasha Peach from Halifax and I were driving in the car and listening to that. They sent me that. The whole CD is full of songs. It sounds like soundtrack for 60s spy movies. Really, really off the wall. And you might want to check them out on MySpace or what have you. Let's see. Up next, leading into our Neil Dixon interview, a friend of mine, Gary from Joint Pop. There's a couple of Scarboroughs. One of them is the Gateway to Toronto. And one of them is in Tobago. And Joint Pop, and it seems Gary has a connection to both Scarboroughs. So this is Joint Pop. Enjoy them. They're from Trinidad, Tobago. A little international flavor.
The irony of it all. this irony of it all. The irony of it all.
We try and give the bands as much do-it-yourself info, you know, how to promote yourself when you're here, so you make the most of your experience. I mean, it's easy for a band to come in and if they don't have a business manager and they're not business-like, and then they wonder why, you know, they didn't get discovered and were the next big thing. You really have to take advantage of the situation, and you have to work the industry, and you have to work the media. I mean, you basically have to make your own success story, if you will. So we try and provide the bands with enough information on how to do that, but I mean, motivation is, you know, and execution are two different things.
Right.
So it's best for a band if they can possibly bring any support staff with them to do that, because you know, if they're out late and sleeping in, then they're not networking at the convention and meeting the right people. They've got to invite the right people out. Once you register on the site, you've got access to everybody's email and whatnot. You can contact them. So, I mean, you can really work these things if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're, and I would think that in this do-it-yourself world that everyone's over waiting for something to happen, hoping something will happen, but they still need to be schooled on what the steps are, you know, what's bugging people, what's the right amount of attention. And you've got articles right on the website.
Yes.
For first time bands coming here.
Exactly right.
How best take care of that.
But the other thing too is, I mean, to be a completely unknown band, I mean, if you're on a good bill, you may get discovered just because you're on the right bill with some headliner on top of you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of, and then there's different levels of success. I mean, some people have a different agenda. Some people are looking for the record deal, a publishing deal. Some people are just looking for a manager or an agent, a publicist. And then other bands sometimes help other bands. I mean, you know, they get to network and get some camaraderie with some of the other bands that they're playing with or hanging out with. They end up inviting them on tours. That's another thing that's happened internationally, where they've befriended a band in Canada and invited them to go to their country, and then reciprocal thing is they would be the opening band, they come here.
I see that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the Buck Brothers came here for the festival, and they've been back 3 times. You know, they just had a list of contacts, and they did
right.
The best of it. I told them that if there was a key to the city, I'd give it to them. They've played as many gigs in Toronto in the last year as some Toronto bands I know.
Well, I say no contact is too small. I mean, you know, it might just be a place to crash next time you're coming through town, but still, no contact is too small.
The Indies is like one sort of event that is just such a fabulous night. I mean, last year you had Rough Trade inducted. The year before it was The Pursuit of Happiness.
Right.
What's going on with the Indies this year?
The only announcement we did make is we moved it from the Wednesday night to the Saturday night, and that's because more of the industry's in town Saturday night than they are on the Wednesday night.
Right.
So I think it was important to the bands that certain people were there, and they wanted to make sure that they got the best play possible.
Yeah, well, it certainly, I mean, it is televised, and you know, so that there is, it is captured in perpetuity. Just being there is a great night, that's for sure. And you got a wide range of nominations in different categories, and you get to involve a lot of artists.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's 30-something categories, so
that's right. And the performances, like quick sets of two songs, boom, boom, boom. You get lots of music in there
too. And there's always an international act there. I think last year we had Wolf Mother from Australia, yeah. Which was a huge hit.
Yeah, it's a total crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, people love that.
So the there's actually a lot of, there's an award show on the Friday called the Radio Music Awards, which we produce in association with the Canadian Association of Broadcasters. And basing that is to recognize the success of first-time charted artists. Well, as you well know, a lot of the new charted artists now are no longer in major labels. And that's sort of turning into a very indie-type show as well. So there's quite a number of independents going to be nominated, and that nomination will come out soon, too, for the Radio Music Awards. So so two shows back-to-back, 2 days in a row. And I say the indies are really well represented over that weekend.
No question. Oh, fabulous.
At the Radio Music Awards this year, we're inducting Alanis Morissette into the Hall of Fame. Last year it was Triumph.
Right.
So this year it's Alanis Morissette. So, and there'll be a lot of international people again in that audience, and they're going to be exposed to 7 new performances by first-time charting artists. So these acts have had a hit record on radio, but they're still at that emerging stage of their career.
Right.
So they're going to be seen by a lot of people, and very important people. So it's a really good break for these guys.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? Oh, now what else would you say to just the music fan? And like, you go to a lot of festivals. How do you get the most out of it? I mean, and not suffer from paralysis, because you can't be at every 11 o'clock slot.
No, but I think one of the best deals in town is a wristband, because for a music fan, it's almost like a passport to new music. And I mean, most people, when they go out, they've got their evening planned. They go out, they're either going to one club or to see one band in particular, you know. So it is kind of a different concept of, you know, club hopping, you know what I mean, and you know, seeing a different band every hour in a different club, right?
Yeah.
But certainly it's a bargain, and now with the extended hours, they're going to get to go to late night, after hour type legally licensed events. So there's a just jam packed music start to finish for 4 days. So it's certainly for the public. I think it's it's probably the best bargain in town.
Now you would remind the bands to not spend every night out till 4 o'clock and spend some time at the actual conference.
Well, I do suggest that. I mean, they don't all have to be there. I mean, we know that some of them are, you know, I mean, it's important that bands are bands, but there's whoever's a business head in the band, or if there's a couple of them, they should be there, because two things they're gonna learn a lot. There's a lot of tools of the trade. They're gonna get expert advice from some of the brightest minds in the business that have lots of experience to offer. They're gonna be mentored by people that have been there and done it. And then in addition to that, they get to network. I mean, they're going to be able to walk up to somebody after a session, hand them off a CD, shake their hand, talk to them for 5 minutes. And these people are probably unobtainable in their office towers.
Right.
And, you know, for a split few minutes, you've got a chance to, you know, get their attention, talk to them, and hand them off something if you're smart.
Yeah, because to send them an unsolicited CD otherwise, I mean, we've all got a pile
right.
of unopened CDs that we want to get to. We appreciate the fact that they sent them to us, but...
Right, and then, I mean, you know, I give simple advice to bands. I say, sit in the front row, ask a few questions. So, I mean, by the time the end of the session comes, those speakers know who you are.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, making them intelligent questions, or they might not want to talk to you. But I mean, it's pretty easy to make an impression with those people in a short time, as much as they make an impression on you. Over the 3 days of the conference, and
They're going to learn, we have a whole series called Music for the Screen, where it's how to place your songs on television, in commercials, in movies, in games, on mobile. You know, I mean, there's so many options now to for indies to get their music directly to market without having a major label as a facilitator. So they just need to know the name and the email and of these people, and they will consider any of these tracks. In fact, you know, a lot of the, as you probably know, a lot of these shows and television now are looking for indie material.
Absolutely right.
So so it's an exciting time, and every year we bring up anywhere from 15 to 30 from Los Angeles, New York, Nashville, London, England. So these music supervisors that work in all these different fields that are actually out here looking to acquire product.
Yeah.
A song at a time, granted, but could be worth, you know, could be worth 10 grand, could be worth 30 grand, you know.
And then what about people who are interested in the, you know, music business? There are opportunities to volunteer, to get involved in the running of
conventions. Yeah, there's a couple hundred volunteers every year. So there's everything from the festival to the convention itself to the award shows, where we need lots of volunteers. So that's all on the site. They just have to fill out an application.
Right.
And we try and accommodate as many of those as we possibly can.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to this year more than anything else?
Well, there's two parts of the conference that are sort of new. We're starting a one-day marketing conference called the Millennials, which deals with the Y generation. This is a bigger boom than the boomers themselves. It's a bigger number of people in this
demographic
that's going to move up. And these are the young people. It's just the young adults and teens and tweens. I mean, that's the age group. They've been brought up on the net. They're a lot more savvy than the last generation. And you know, Generation Xers or the baby boomers, so they're very fickle, but they're sort of cutting edge as well. So that day is dedicated to marketing to this generation and how to reach them. So that's something new, but I know there's a lot of interest, and we're going to have some names from Google and MySpace and sort of all the social networking sites, Facebook and Bebo and all that. They'll all be there. So, I mean, that's a standalone event, but it's still worth, you know, checking out, because that's sort of where everything's going, as you well know. There was an event called the Digital Music Summit, which was a one-day event. The last 3 years, it's now expanded into 2 days. And again, we have some major speakers coming in for that. So the opening keynote for that is Jim Balsillie, who's the CEO of Rim BlackBerry.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of a coup. We're really excited to have him there.
Yeah, that's, you know, well, speaking of right place, right time.
Yeah.
You know, and years of hard work to get to the right place at the right time.
Right.
That's a great Canadian story.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for the interview. Thank you.
Yeah, only I'm seeing. cars, smoke-filled bars, hands down, I'm still a pill, 'cause I'm clean to me.
Brian Byrne from I Mother Earth. This is his alt country venture. Brian's a newfie, and he can do it all. I really have a respect for his musical range, and I got to meet him very briefly. I think, was it you, Diane? Yes, Diane Foy introduced me to Brian when he was in Toronto doing his thing, and I finally got a chance to play that CD for you. The whole thing is like totally, I mean, that was a pretty rockin' tune, but it gets real country, real rock, real alt. It's got a little bit of everything. Okay, we're at the end again. How sad. Let's close with some more Halifax. Rebecca Higgs, who Doug Graham and I met backstage during the, what was it? I guess IC Robots, Laura Peak, and Besner Lake Show. And picked up her CD. And here's something that is seasonal. I think you'll like it. So see you next week. Thanks for joining us at IndieCan Radio.
It's getting colder. The wind. Thank you. getting colder. The wind howls, and I love you more now than I ever did before.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.